terrible.
Hmm. Is that as bad as like this insect that makes its nest out of paper? You call that a... It usually makes it on the side of your house out of this stuff that looks like paper.
Wasp?
Yeah. These flies that you're talking about have stings as bad
they
as
don't,
that?
They're more like bite.
Uh-huh.
But especially in the bees, man, they get terrible.
Yeah.
Late flies, huh?
What about these insects that make their nests on the side of people's houses? Looks like it's made out of mud.
Dirt diver?
Mm-hmm. Do those things sting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know about an insect that makes a big round nest about, oh, bigger than a football, up in a tree?
Bees?
No, well, this ain't really
hornets.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And a kind of insect that builds its nest in the ground will swarm on you.
Bees.
Something besides that. Okay. What would you call charade here? Another word you'd use for coat. Say that's nice.
Oh, yellow jackets.
Yeah. Okay. These insects that like to burrow into your skin and make your skin itch, what'd you call them? You might pick them up and walk around barefooted or...
I don't know.
Okay, red bugs, chiggers.
Oh, red bugs.
Okay. You ever heard another word used?
Chiggers.
Same thing?
Yes, sir.
You'd use that just as well? All right. Tell me about some different types of snakes you can find around Gulf Shores.
Black snakes, moccasins, rattlesnakes, coral snakes, black racers, green snakes.
Mm-hmm. Any particular ones like in the ocean? Have you ever
heard of
you ever heard of a yellow-bellied sea snake? Okay, it's bad news, I think. What about an insect that hops around in your front yard?
Cricket?
Okay.
Grasshopper?
Yeah. Ever heard people call that a hopper grass?
Just like woodpecker, peckerwood.
And they call this a...
hoppergrass.
Who would be likely to say that?
Lower educated.
Whites as well as blacks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. These things that you might, if you're cleaning out your house, you might find collected in a corner of the ceiling. You have to...
Cobwebs.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as like you might find outside between...
Spiderweb?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Alright. The part of the tree that grows underground, that's the...
roots.
Yeah. You ever heard of people using any kind of roots or herbs, stuff like that, for medicine? Maybe your grandparents or...
I mean, I see it on TV.
Yeah. But nothing that you've actually...
No, sir.
No first-hand experience, okay. Do you know what kind of tree it is that people tap for syrup?
Maple.
Yeah. Any of those growing around where you're from?
No, sir. They used to tap pine trees for turpentine, but they don't anymore.
Okay. What about, what would you call a lot of those maple trees growing together? That would be a...
grove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what are some of the kind of trees that grow where you're from?
Pines, oaks, some fruit trees. That's a major portion, pines and oaks.
Mm. Got any sycamores?
Yes, there's some sycamore trees.
Mm. What about this tree that's got these...
magnolia trees.
Yeah. Right. You ever heard of a bush called a sumac or shumake?
Sumac, poison sumac.
Mm. Is that good for anything?
I don't know.
Okay.